historical novels are one of my forts in life.
What sort of books have you?
It must be French.
About Texas, or?
Oh, just anything and everything. I read anything I pick up, usually. I mean, it doesn't even have to be historical novels. It can be reference books, or just, I love to read, and I just read anything I get my hands on. I've read a lot of Frank Yerby stuff as far as Southern novels.
Well, get something out
and
eat it.
Cookies.
Yeah, there's cookies over there.
What color? I want my donuts.
Okay, eat your donuts.
What's that?
Let me see the front. No, that's the little cherry cookies. It's the one over there by the, yeah, by the rolls. Okay. Why don't you go in the living room and eat, and don't turn the TV on, though.
Okay, I'm gonna watch.
If you turn it on, turn the sound on very ultra low. You hear? I don't know whether that'll do him any good. I may have to go in and turn it down myself. I don't know. I guess I read just, you know, a little bit of anything and everything. It's my main hobby, I guess.
Uh-huh. Say the child is just learning to dress himself. The mother brings him the clothes and tells him, here.
Put them on.
Or here, your clothes, here.
Here are your clothes, I guess, yeah.
And if you were taking the child to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist would say, you don't need to be scared, I.
Won't hurt you.
Do you ever use the word ain't? I ain't gonna hurt you?
If I did, I usually got call down for it. My dad did not believe in using, I do it now just out of meanness, I guess, but he didn't believe in saying ain't, and he said there was no such word in the English dictionary, and he didn't believe in saying just a minute. He said just a minute. He didn't believe in saying go get something. It was go get this or get that, and he didn't believe in saying again. He said there's no such word as again. It's a game. And a lot of the kids at school would tease me when I'd say, you know, I have to do that again. They'd say, ha, you know, she's saying again, it's again. But those are things that my dad, if you said them, it would just like saying damn or hell or something like that. He felt that strongly about it. Oh, gosh, that looks terrible. How can you eat that?
What do you say now?
Whatever I just happened to say, because he's not around to correct me now. I mean,
which sounds natural to you, a gain or a gain?
Now it's gotten to be where I say a gain.
That's what you naturally
say.
Yeah,
because I'm still waiting for somebody to walk me on the edge, you know.
How would you use the word ain't?
I probably wouldn't.
Just joking or something? Or?
I would, just kidding around. If I was kidding around with Mike or Brandon or something, I'd say, you ain't going to do that. But they'd know I was kidding, too.
Say if someone offered you a choice of two things, ask which one you wanted, it doesn't matter, just give me
this one or that one.
Or I'll take what one?
I'll take whichever you don't want, or...
What about the word E-I-T-H-E-R?
Either? Or either?
Which?
I say either.
Was your father strict about that word, too?
No, he didn't, you know, he didn't seem to be too strict about that.
He didn't try to make you say either.
No, that would have been a little bit, I guess, too English for him or something.
Say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say, no, it
was not.
Okay. That's what you naturally say?
Yeah.
You would never say, one me, or?
I don't know, I might. I would hope that I would say it isn't I. Or it wasn't I. Because that's another thing he was pretty strong on, was that and dangling participles and stuff like that. He didn't